The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Radio Boomers Live. Good morning, Retha.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
I'll tell you, Ray, it's been looking like rain, but it just doesn't seem to happen. But
I know, but we've got beautiful weather. Even when it's overcast in L.A., we know it's going to burn off in the morning, and we're going to have a beautiful sunny afternoon. Even if it rains, it's sunny.
Yeah, and then they say, well, if it rains, that creates fires. I'm thinking, you can't win either way. Well, if it rains, it makes the grass grow. Then it dies, then it's like a big circle, you know. But what can you do? You know, it's overall, it's pretty good out here. And
it's a wonderful place to live.
It is. And, you know,
and there's lots of hot topics that are going on, too. So let's move on to hot topics.
Let's get right in there, hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
In Los Angeles, we have a big ballot coming out. I know people are saying, what, there's no election till 2020? No, actually, our polls are going to be open on June 4th, and we have a measure called Measure EE. The sample ballots have already gone out. You've probably thrown it in some corner. You have no idea where it is, but you need to take a look at it. And this sample ballot, since there's only one measure on it, there's a lot of stuff that you can take a look at that you may not have noticed when you've got this crowded ballot going on. It shows you how you should vote, where you can vote, and it gives you all the information on the actual Measure EE. Take time and read it. It is a tax. The way it's worded, it says it's to improve schools. But how do you improve schools? Well, on a ballot, it's by a tax. You need to read it and decide, do you really want to add this tax? Do you think it's worth it? Is it going to improve the school? They have for and against arguments for it. Just take a few minutes out of your time, out of your day, and actually read through it so that you are an informed voter. And then they always need people to work on the election. So even though it seems like it's last minute, you can go to lavote.net. and get information on how you can volunteer at the polls. There is a little stipend that goes along with it, but it's not much. But if you've got the time, do your civic duty, sign up to be a poll worker, and definitely read your sample ballot and go out and vote. It's a small one, but it's an important one. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, Reed, moving right along to couple little tidbits in the news. Your Supreme Court rules against Apple allowing lawsuits targeting App Store to proceed. There's a lot going on with the trade and so on and so forth. China will raise tariffs on $60 billion in U.S. goods. And that's basically in retaliation because Trump had put tariffs on the $200 billion, and it went from 10 to 25%. So it's a tit for tat. Now they're putting $60 billion on U.S. goods in retaliation for it. So this is a big, you know, two of the biggest countries for trade. So the problem with this is the U.S. stock indexes, they fell about 2% as the trade war continues on. These, this may affect us in the long run, but maybe not too much. The Dow had dropped 600 points. Sweden reopens the case on Julian Assad. It's a rape case he had going on, and more troubles for Julian. Parts of California may go dark this summer, and the problem is they had well, we had all the fires up north, and we had some fires down here. And the high winds caused problems. Well, now they're going to have, you know, during these high wind areas, they're going to have, you know, areas where they cut the electricity. So, you know, maybe get a couple extra flashlights in your house or one of those power generators. Doris Day, somebody that us baby boomers know, passed away at age 97. We remember many, many movies with Doris Day. She's, boy, I don't know how many movies she's been in total, but we're going to miss her. Deepest dive ever. The place is the Mariana Trench, we all know. It's one of the deepest areas on Earth. Victor Piscovo descended, check this out, 7 miles. And when he got to the bottom, he saw, you know, there's a lot of strange fish and sea creatures down there, but he also found some plastic bags and candy wrappers. And what can you do? Michael Jackson's son, Prince, graduated. And the U.S. is boosting military presence in the Middle East among escalating tensions with Iran. And we've also got the tensions going on in the China Sea. Britain has sent some ships down there. The moon may be tectonically active, which is shaking up geologists. And Felicia Hoffman is expected to plead guilty in college admissions code. Searching still continues for a woman who vanished in Hawaii 5 days ago. And Amazon offers to pay employees $10,000 to quit their jobs and deliver packages instead. What do you think of that, Reese? Maybe we should start delivering some packages there.
It works for me. Sounds like a good idea.
What the heck, huh?
Well, you know, we're going to shake it up a little bit today. We're going to alter our schedule a little bit around. We're going to have all the pieces still in place. We're going to be doing all the different parts of the show that we normally do. But we're going to kind of take it out of order. So we want everyone to stay tuned all the way to the very end, as usual.
Yeah,
we'll be here until 11 a.m.
You got it.
But we're
going to
start off
rolling
now. Yeah, we're going to start off now with a word from our sponsors, and then we're going to go straight to Carmelita's Corner. And you know Carmelita's always got a great
burger. Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to BoomerBoost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's BoomerBoost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000. And you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at EasyWay Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing out there in Radio Land? Well, I've got something special for you today. We have two dynamic guests on Carmelita's Corner, not to mention the fact you've got the Dr. Melissa Pill coming on Radio Boomers, who is a shaker and mover on the level with Oprah. So get ready and fasten your seatbelts, because here we come. And I want to start out with the Pink Lady, also known as Jackie Goldberg. Good morning, Pink Lady.
Good morning, my darling. How are you?
Hey, can't be happier, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And do we have Senior Senator Pasquale on the line?
Yes, we do.
All righty. Okay, so we're going to have a party now. I've got really the best of two worlds, and you both have a very unique relationship in my world. We go back a ways, especially with Senior Senator, who I call Pasquale, as most of us know him. Pasquale, how long do we go back? I think at least 30 or 35 years, right?
Oh, my gosh, we can't count. it's been a wonderful time, though.
But we have packed it in. We have packed in so much. And your credits between the two of you, and we'd be here all day long reading off your credits. But I want to start off with the Pink Lady because, you know, I love your philosophy. You are the effervescence of pink, and you see the world through the pink glasses. And in other words, you see the glass half full and not a half empty, because you're a very positive, dynamic person. In fact, I think the Energizer Bunny needs to take some lessons from you. Can you tell us where you get all that energy from.
Well, I'm very blessed, Carmelita, because I believe in having a positive attitude with lots of gratitude. And I always see the glass not just half full, but full, completely. And I thank God for that. I've been blessed with a lot of energy to, I think, make people see life through rose-colored glasses now in my 87th year.
Oh, my goodness. I can't keep up with you, Pink Lady. I thought we were still at 85.
And I just had Pasquale on my show, PinkLadyPresents.com, and Pasquale was a hit with everyone. And his show, by the way, will be airing on PinkLadyPresents.com 24/7. It goes up on May 20th. So, Pasquale and Carmelita, and to your wonderful audience, please do tell all your friends about watching all our shows, and especially Pasquale's that's up on May 20th.
Yes, and I want to thank you for having me as a guest on your TV show.
Right.
And I'm sure
and
that, you
and
know.
And that show is still up. So
yes.
Everyone can still see that.
All right. So everybody remember that, PinkLadyPresents.com.
Right.
Okay.
24/7.
And Pasquale, you know, he is such a dynamo. I call him an impresario because he does it all. He produces, creates. He's got so much going on, like I don't know where to begin. But one of the things that stands out the most in my mind is his living museum of artography and assemblage. And that has been a marker in Hollywood for over 8 years. And it took up all of the second floor and the basement in the former National Bank building on the corner of Hollywood and Highland. Pink Lady, you were a guest there, weren't you?
Yes, I was, and Pasquale was sweet enough to name one of his fabulous heads the Pink Lady, and I'll never forget that, Pasquale, because your dynamite artwork, but not only that, your magnificent help to all the other artists are what you're really known for, and I bless you for that. So does the world.
Thank you very much, Pink Lady. You're one of the most amazing ladies in our world. You know, you just came into our senior world in the last 10 years, and I cannot believe what you've accomplished. It's really wonderful what you're doing with the seniors, and, you know, you are giving them a new life because recognizing people to do things that they can have done in their past and they're doing now in the present. So you are, without a doubt, besides Carmelita and you and a few other people, we're doing it. We're sharing,
well,
we're giving, and that's wonderful.
Well, it's like anything else, Pasquale. It's I am doing now with my PinkLadyPresents.com lives that are well-lived. But now I'm doing what I think is important, is lives well-lived of all ages. And you've read my book. I think I gave you Carmelita
right.
One and Pasquale. My book is called Get Up, Get Out, and Get a Life. And on the bottom of the book cover, it says, "It ain't over till I say it's over." And I love that because now I say it to the world. It ain't over till you say it's over.
Bravo.
Yes, we do have a lot to do with, you know, how our lives play out. You are a very good example of that. And I want to point out to the audience also that you are an impresario. You have produced dynamic musicals, two of which I've had
15.
The privilege of being in the cast, and it was such an experience.
Thank you. Well, you are a delight. I'm now advocating for everyone to help our veterans and active duty military. We've had on, I mean, it's amazing to me, we have on Major General Peter Gravett and his wife, Blanche, who is a colonel. I mean, we women, definitely are getting into power, Carmelita. Thank you, God. And it's been a phenomenal journey for me.
Yes, well, I tell you, and the Hollywood recognizes you, too. I was there when you received your award from the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce.
Right, with Judge Judy, right.
Yes, Judge Judy was there, Councilman Tom Labonge, so many luminaries from Hollywood were there. And, again, it's well-deserved. You have accomplished so much. What you started out with, being in the wardrobe or the clothing industry.
I was in the garment business. I was a
garment district.
I was a women's wear sales rep representative, and I just reinvented myself, into a whole new world. And in fact, I think you know him because he mentioned we just had on Mickey Stevenson, the first A&R. A&R man for Berry Gordy, the one who wrote Dancing in the Streets, which is a good number for you to dance to, Carmelita.
Oh, yes.
And, he was also found Stevie Wonder, and we've had such great people on besides Foxwell and you.
Yeah, he also discovered the Temptations, and you know, Mickey and I, we have a friendship. I see him at the Big Hal Awards, which no doubt he'll probably be back to attend that as well. Last year I had an opportunity to get photographs with both him and Berry Gordy, and it's a wonderful event. It happens every year at the Beverly Hills Hotel. That's something, Pink Lady, you and Pasquale may be interested in participating in.
And also, Carmelita, I'd love to invite you to Mickey's church. It was fabulous, the Hill Street Church. And I was rocking and rolling.
I bet you were.
Yeah.
Well, listen, speaking of rocking and rolling, we just need more time. But I'm keeping one eye on the clock because as we were announced today that our time has changed. We've got to make room for Dr. Marissa Pell. She's known as the Asian Oprah. And I can't wait to hear what she has to say. And I want to thank you both being guests on our Carmelita's Corner on the Easy Way Network. This network is growing leaps and bounds. So we're on our way.
I'm just going to invite everyone to the Los Angeles National Cemetery on Memorial Day to respect our veterans at 10 o'clock. God bless them, and I think we should all support them.
Well, you're doing great work for the community, Pink Lady and Pasquale.
Thank you
for being my partner. We're working on a project right now on behalf of the Rose Breast Cancer Society and the Artery USA, and you'll all be hearing about it in time. It's called Gardens of Life, the mural. Okay.
Great. God bless you both.
Thank you.
You too.
Yes, Carmel.
And we're back.
She has such interesting guests, and tell you a lot of history there. You know, Reith, there's a lot of stuff that we hear, but we really got to follow through with it because regarding health and finances and that, because I scroll back sometimes in some of the past shows we had in the archives, and boy, we've had some interesting stuff giving ourselves a pat on the back. Huh? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. We've had all kinds of topics, all kinds of guests. Carmelita's Corner is always great. So, yeah, definitely. People can go into the archives on iTunes, on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, and listen to all the information that we've been giving out over the literally years that we've been on the air. Speaking about information, let's go on to my tech time, and I'll give you some more tech information.
I can't wait.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
more and more people are starting to actually use delivery services for their shopping. I know I do. They're working on ways of making it safer. Jim was saying earlier that Amazon's going to pay $10,000 for people to quit their jobs and start delivering for them because they are promising same-day delivery, which is just amazing. But the more that we use these services, the more things that they come up with that are innovative, like Amazon Smile. Speaking of Amazon, Amazon Smile is a simple and automatic way for you to support your favorite charitable organization every time you shop on smile.amazon.com. And you'll find the exact same prices, the exact same selection, and all of the perks that you get on regular Amazon, you get with Amazon Smile. Plus, they will donate 0.05% of the purchase price to your favorite charity. So to shop at Amazon Smile, you simply go to smileamazon.com in whatever web browser that you use. And it'll make it easier if you just bookmark smile.amazon.com. And then you can enter Amazon that way. It'll be the exact same stuff, but they will calculate your donation amount for your charity. And it's not adding prices to your purchase. They actually match it. So it doesn't cost you a dime, but your charity profits. Now, which products on Amazon Smile are eligible for charitable donations? It'll say so right there on the page that it's eligible for Amazon Smile. How do you select what organization you want to support? There are literally millions of organizations that you can choose from. I personally donate to my personal church. My church went on, signed up to be a part of Amazon Smile, and so now whenever I shop on Amazon, they get a donation, or at least on most of the products that I buy. And it doesn't cost me a dime, but it benefits my church. You can go to big organizations like the American Heart Foundation or any of the big charitable organizations to the smallest organization like my little church that I go to. If your favorite charity isn't already signed up, let them know. They can sign up and they can get donations from Amazon Smile. You can change the charity that you're donating to at any given moment. You just go on the website and change who you want to be donating to. And then if you want to just shop regularly on Amazon, you can just go on through the regular Amazon.com and it won't donate to any charity at all. It'll just be a regular purchase. So if you represent a charitable organization and you want to be able to receive donations, you go on to org.amazon.com and you register for your organization to receive the donations. And like I said, it's 0.5% of the purchase price that you and that's the purchase price. That doesn't include taxes or shipping or handling or gift wrapping or any of those fees. But 5.5% of the purchase price of what you buy on Amazon Smile. Now, if you want to learn more about Amazon Smile, you just go to Amazon or you can Google Amazon Smile. You can learn all about it, and it's just another way to give. And let me tell you, Easy Way Broadcasting is all about giving back. And so this is just another way to give back. Easy Way Broadcasting gives back all the time into all kinds of charitable organizations, 501c3s. So we all should be into giving back. So that's my tech time for today. For today. Jim, what's your gym for today?
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for gym from Jim.
Thank you, Aretha. Interesting and amazing as usual. And from my perspective, I took notes. I'll tell you, I'm keeping up with this stuff with Aretha. Anyway, we're going to, we've had a little change in our schedule today. So for my gym, we're going to bring in our guest, Dr. Marisa Pai, who she's a celebrity host on the 2016 Podcast of the Year, Top 10 in Health Award winning show. Take my advice. I'm not using it. Clever. Get balanced with Dr. Marisa in an organizational. She's an organizational psychologist speaking, consulting all over the world, motivating individuals and organizations to be happier 80% of the time, which is a good thing. Her show guests include best-selling author like Dr. John Gay, or Gray, that is, and Don Miguel Reitz, Marina Williamson, to Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. You guys remember that? And Muhammad Ali's daughter, Lelia Ali. Dr. Marisa's newest book, 8 Ways to Happiness from Wherever You Are, has hit 7 bestseller lists, including number 4 Denver Post, number 1 Amazon, and 4 book awards. She is also on the core faculty on Think and Grow Rich World Tour, speaking in 50 cities and 12 countries, launching May 3rd to 4th at the Anaheim Convention Center. And with that, if I keep going on, there won't be any time left. So I'm going to bring her on. Dr. Marisa, are you on with us?
I am here. Good morning. Happy Monday morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And Dr. Marisa, this is Aretha Gray. I don't know if you've met Aretha. Aretha, Dr. Marisa.
No, but I'm super excited to meet her. Hi, Aretha. I love your sense of humor. I love the fact that you were playing with Betty White. I would love for you and Betty to come on my show. I'd love to go and play poker with you and Betty and Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island.
Say,
so
Betty loves to play poker. I think she has a regular poker game still going on.
That's
one of the
what
longest
I heard.
Floating poker games. Yes.
That's what
Hot
I heard. That's what I heard because I actually get to play with Dawn Wells. And she told me about that. So I think we need to have a giant, fabulous poker fundraiser to give back.
Okay.
That sounds exciting.
Earlier. Yeah.
I think we can handle that. Well,
sounds
I'll
like
tell you
fun.
What, Reese. Wait, you were at the event. Yeah, at this the Thing to Grow It. You were there, right? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I was on the cover.
I was there.
And I
wasn't there when you were on stage, but I was there the second day in the evening. So it was a fabulous event. I'm sorry I missed your presentation.
That was amazing.
I'm sorry you did too. I'm sorry I didn't get to meet you in person, but I'll see you in San Diego.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
If you can come to that. Actually, Aretha, I was going to ask you if you were free tomorrow. I'd love you to come on my show at noon. Are you free tomorrow?
Aretha's...
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Unfortunately, us baby boomers spend a lot of time staying well by going to the doctor. So tomorrow
we'll
have a wellness checkup at 11:30, unfortunately.
In fact, to be honest,
we'll have to.
Dr. Marisa, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I'm supposed to be doing my show from the hospital this morning, but I thought, the heck with it, I'll do it from here. But I'll tell you, 50 cities and 12 countries, this is amazing. I mean, the Thing to Grow Rich Tour, and Eric's going to be a speaker and a PR promotion producer on that, so he's in with that,
and
this is going to be very exciting. A lot of energy.
Yeah,
put
it's
out
already
this,
launched.
So.
Mm-hmm. It's already launched.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, it is an effort to help people who are in jobs, JOB, just over broke, which is kind of how we are trained in school. We're told that we need to have a field of expertise,
And so we study for that end, and we're not really taught how to make money. So we know things, but we don't necessarily know how to apply them. And it's 13 very sound principles that helped Edison, Ford, Disney make their millions. And why should it be just for people who are already captains of industry? But why isn't it practical knowledge for all of us who, you know, it's not that money is the root of all evil, nor is it money is the answer to everything, but money is energy. And for everyone to understand that they can achieve anything that they can conceive and believe in is an important message.
So,
and that's why
so
I'm on
you,
the
let
tour.
Let me hit you with a question, because you are in a field that I don't even know if you realize how important it is. I suppose you realize, but boy, you can really help Eric and I. Eric, I and Risa, you're involved in something here that's probably, I don't know if you know the statistics, but is making people lose a lot of time in their day. An organizational psychologist, I was a psychology major at Cal State Fullerton, but organizational psychologist, how much time in a day or week do people lose because they're not organized, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, except that my field is actually less to do with organization as in to-do lists, but more in the cross-section of human dynamics, which is psychology, and business,
yeah,
which is organization. So I actually get to work in time-consuming things like power-hungry people, politically minded people, conflict, miscommunication, technically brilliant but emotionally challenged executives, because what we're having right
That's
now
reason.
Is an epidemic at work where people hate their jobs. Most people hate their jobs. They can't wait for the weekend, and they spend more time at work than they do everywhere else, and so they're missing out on 5 out of 7 days of their life because they're in
wow.
jobs that they don't like, or they're involved in politics, or the worst that people do, that dog-eat-dog rat race, that is really not, it doesn't have to be that way. And my whole premise and my mission to have 8 million people happy 88% of the time in the next 8 years has a lot to do with people owning their own happiness and choosing their own happiness. And 5 out of 7 of those days is at work. So how do we get back to the place where people actually are proud and love their work? They love what they do. They feel like they're contributing. They feel like they make a difference at work and
yeah.
at home, because we're not
That's
doing
amazing.
That. People are fundamentally unhappy with who they are and where they are in life, and we've got these organizations that are filled with apathetic people and frustrated
mm-hmm.
and technology that is not helping us. So that's my work.
So you can
my
use,
job.
Now, how
you can use the phrase
politics in that, and with politics, we have to have politics, but I agree, you need to be happy in the political arena. How do you address that?
So I'm so glad you asked that question, because there's so many people that are so angry about either pro or con or good or bad or Democrat, Republican. And we've got to this point where there's so much hatred in the political arena that it really doesn't matter who's right and wrong. We've got a baseline of hate, a baseline of pushing against, a baseline of being unhappy with whoever's there. And so if you can suspend your hatred and understand that everything happens for our divine and best good, and that everything, even in the political arena, is there to grow and expand who we are as a nation, who we really are as a race, who we are as individuals, to for greater love, for greater peace, for greater joy, then we have some semblance of hope for the future. But if we continue to find what's wrong with the situation, what's wrong with the government, what's wrong with each other, what's wrong with media, what's wrong, we feed into the political demise that is our it's our birthright to be happy 88% of the time. And if we cannot find any silver lining in whoever is in leadership, then we're screwed because then we're constantly complaining. We're constantly angry. We're constantly irritated. I just finished my Monday is the New Friday Facebook Live series that I do every Monday at 10. And thank you for moving your schedule around so that I could come on a little later.
Oh, sure.
I mean, that's my job. And that is what we have to do in politics, Aretha. We have to look for the collaborative, what is not bipartisan, what is bipartisan, what is something that we all want. Don't we all want children not to starve all around the world? Don't we all want peace? Don't we all want to bring out the best in each other? Don't we all want to feel like we matter? I mean, that's not a political desire. That's a human desire. And if we all realize that all 7.3 billion of us, transcending country borders, transcending what it is our party is, if we can just look for that, then we will get everything we want. But as soon as we fight against whatever it is, we've already lost.
Yeah. You really hit the nail on the head.
I so agree with you.
Much divide.
I so agree with you that's how we have to look at things. And I'm pretty active in politics, but I try to talk to both sides and say, guys, can we find where we find common ground?
Start there, and that
common ground should not be hate, just like you said. It needs to start from love.
When I did some of these thesis papers, one of the things I learned is how important the art of listening is. And I had a paper, Learn to listen with an open mind. Don't just want to talk. You know, have your mind open to hear what the other person has to say and what's their point. And have your mind a little bit open to that. So what we did was we took part A and part B, the two groups, but we made part A basically think and defend part B. So they had to, you know, go against what their beliefs were, what their thoughts were. And for just that period during the discussion, they had to defend their opponents. And it was interesting. Listen with an open mind.
And by the way, all that we're saying is the truth because dolphins just surfaced. And anytime I'm by the beach and dolphins surface, that means I'm speaking the truth, by the way.
Yeah.
But
here's the deal. Here's the deal. That whole thing, that BS, the belief system, that everybody has a right to my opinion, is so wrong. It's such BS. If we could suspend our BS, our belief systems, and when someone expressed themselves and said, this is what I believe, instead of arguing or thinking about the retort, if every single one of us, just for Monday, here's the balance challenge from Dr. Marissa, if someone expresses their opinion that you do not agree with, can you say, that's interesting, let me think about it, and then walk away? That little bit of acceptance and tolerance goes such a long way, because that's the first step in then allowing someone else's perspective to coincide with yours. And when people can coincide, then we can cooperate, and then we can commingle, and then we are co-conspirators in a friendly universe. That's our birthright.
Do you notice this divide as much in business as it is in the political arena? Because in the political arena, it's just unbelievable. If you have a statement or somebody speaking in the House, half stands up and cheers, the other half doesn't move. They don't say a word. Well, that's ridiculous. That means none of those people on that right side agree. They, you know, it's so divided. Do you see that as much in business? You do, really.
Well, I mean, to give human beings a break it is pre-wired into us in the old days of looking for differences as threats. So if you think of the way we evolved, we had to look for threats like a woolly mammoth. We had to go into a new situation and kind of look at what doesn't belong and then protect ourselves from that threat of what is different. However, yeah. That deep-seated distrust of anything that's different or that disagrees with you is dated. We don't have woolly mammoths anymore. We are hurting ourselves by constantly fighting on who's right and who's wrong. How about can what you believe be equally as important as what I believe? I may not agree with you, but I believe just as strongly as you do. This is why political discussions and religious discussions go south. So I am all about finding, as Rita said earlier, what is that commonality that we don't have to fight about that we agree on? Let's just start there. But asking for a system that is based on hundreds of years of, Democrats and Republicans or left and the right, and asking that to get together and hold hands and sing Kumbaya is a little bit too stretchy for us. But if we can just allow ourselves, with each other, can you coincide with the people that you work with in a way that doesn't humiliate or denigrate each other? Is it possible that at work we can follow the rule from Dr. David Simon, who was the co-founder of Deepak Chopra Center, who is a neurologist who ironically died of a brain tumor? But I love what he challenged us all to do at his living memorial. He said, before you open your mouth, ask yourself three questions. One, is it true? Number two, is it kind? And number three, is it necessary? And if you can't answer yes to all three of those questions, keep your freaking front door shut. He didn't say it that way. I'm saying it that way. But keep your mouth shut. Can you imagine what our companies would be like if we all worked in that in teams, if we all worked in that as management, if we all worked in that in the political system, if we all worked at that in our family, if we just asked ourselves those three questions? Do you know how
I think where we get in trouble, is it necessary? We've become a society where we believe our goals are necessary, regardless of on who it infringes upon.
Yeah.
As you're talking, I'm thinking, if we could apply this to just driving. When I learned how to drive, I was taught to be a defensive driver. Now it's insane out there. It is necessary for them to be in my lane. That's crazy.
Now, you're talking to an Asian woman driver there, Rita, so let's not let's not go
you
there.
You can say that.
You absolutely are right.
People are impressed with someone who listens, and sometimes rambling on, those words are forgotten. And if you remember, brevity is the soul of wit. They remember sometimes when people are brief and to the point, rather than the person rambles on, they had no idea what they said, But
absolutely.
So what got you in this field? I read where it says 88% of happiness all the time. Was there a part in your life where you realized that you weren't happy, or you experienced, you
absolutely.
Lived around people that weren't happy? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And that kind of,
And first of all, why 88% happy? Thank you for asking me why. Ha ha. 100% happy means you're dead, so we don't want that. And 88% happy is mostly happy. We cannot be always happy because we're human beings. We do get irritated. We do get frustrated. We do get sad. So I'm not asking for 100%, but 88% is most of the time, and 8's a lucky number in Chinese. So it's a homonym for good fortune, which is why double good fortune is our birthright to be happy. And I realized after all the things that I had accomplished, that I was still not happy. I grew up with Cinderella. I grew up with the American Dream. I did all the things that I was supposed to do. And I got to midlife crisis, which I've renamed midlife opportunity, and realized that I was not fundamentally happy. And what the main reason that I was not happy was not the things that I thought were, you know, because my husband was not paying attention to me or my mom had not treated me well as a child. Those things were true, but the one person who was getting in the way of my own happiness, actually there were three people. It was me, myself, and I. And I realized
Absolutely.
That as one of the 7 out of 10 of us, the majority of us who have gone through childhood trauma, that's the majority. My honorable moniker, Oprah, says it's as high as 8 out of 10. Why is the majority of us saying that there's something wrong with us? Why did I feel that as someone who came from family dysfunction, would never catch up, would never be good enough, was never worthy, would never be deserving of anything good? And so I began to look at that, and with my clients from as an organizational psychologist, I was also seeing this extremely highly successful executives also have this kind of midlife breakdown opportunity. And so looking at happiness and unhappiness and how we do this to ourselves, I realized that buying into the BS, the belief system, that we are what happened to us was hurting us. It's not what happened to us. It's what happened for us. And when I could turn that around for myself and not see myself as a victim of my past and understand that really everybody does the very best that they can do, and my only job as a parent is to do better than my parents did. They didn't know any better. And stop living this life where I had to prove something to somebody. I don't have to prove anything to anyone except myself. And understanding that, you know, when there is no enemy inside, then no one outside can hurt you. That's an African-American proverb that I love. So I knew that I had to take myself out, my old habit of thinking that there was something wrong with me, thinking that I was damaged, thinking that I was non-deserving, thinking that I was fat, ugly, and clumsy, which is what I was told, was that I could choose happiness 88% of the time.
Interesting.
I read that you could bottle this into an elixir, and we could just drink it. Because I so agree with what you're saying, that genuinely all of the stuff that happened to us really was to make us stronger. And if we look at it that way, we can grow and be happy.
Yeah, and it's our choice.
I can spend the rest
of my life feeling sorry for myself. But I
put
this all in a book. Yeah, I put this in a book on purpose with exercises so that you could work through it. And I promise if you work through the exercises, you will never hate yourself the same way again. And I'm so grateful that it's done so well and that the press has covered. I was just on Fox 5 News in D.C., Women's History Month special, how I became known as the Asian Oprah, and how this book really is about how all of us, the majority of us, can stop being unhappy. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm sorry.
So you would say, is that what would validate you as the title you had as the Asian Oprah? Is that what you'd say is a validation for that?
No. You know, it's funny. I was actually called the Asian Oprah when I won the 2014 Asian Heritage Award. And when they brought me up on stage, I went, whoa, two big shoes, don't want to step into that. You know, just I was afraid. And then in 2016, I was actually introduced to Oprah by a friend of hers, one of her 100 listeners on Super Soul Saturday, my big brother, Michael Bernard Beckwith, who wrote the foreword to the book, Eight Ways to Happiness, and she smiled, looked down, and looked at me and said, "Nice pants." So having Michael introduce me to her as the Asian Oprah, it was finally that moment of, you know what, this is an honorable moniker. I only use it because on the red carpet when I'm interviewing John Travolta or Halle Berry, it puts them at ease because they don't know who I am. And when I say that, everyone laughs. And so I know who I am. I know who she is. I think she has done an amazing job. I'm not trying to be who she is, but I am honored by the moniker, and it truly is a gift to have that kind of a role model, but also knowing that, you know, I am who I am. So it's a balance.
Nobody
there.
Could be you better than you.
That's right.
Dr. Marissa,
we're about
almost
out of time.
Where can people get the book? Where can they get in touch with you? Do you have private practice?
Thank you.
How can we reap all this knowledge?
Thank you. Thank you. So go to drmarissa.life. So drmarissa.life. If you'd like a free happy tip sheet or to schedule a free happy discovery session as a result of listening to me here, I'm offering that. As well, you can buy the audiobook and a personalized copy on the website in my shop portion of drmarissa.life. And that is the easiest way to get my book. You can, of course, get it on Amazon, but you can't get it personalized, and I won't be able to. And the best thing about the book, Risa, is that the part proceeds go to Habitat for Humanity. So it's a win-win-win-win.
Oh, cool.
And it's a Morgan James publisher from New York who arranged that, and I'm grateful for them for that. Please join me on my Facebook and go give me the finger on Dr. Marissa. On Instagram, that's a thumbs up. And then on Instagram, I'm Doc Balance. On LinkedIn and Twitter, I'm Dr. Marissa Pay. By the way, it's not pie. It's pay like money. And I am so happy to join with you.
It's not spelled like pay, though. So spell Dr. Marissa Pay for us.
Marissa, and then last name is PEI. P as in positive, EI. Yeah, but if you just Google Dr. Marissa.
So the doctor, though, is DR or doctor spelled out?
No, DR, Marissa. And one last thing, you get a free subscribe on my YouTube channel where you can watch all my past shows, all my red carpet interviews with Quincy Jones and Halle Berry, and all of my shows with Marianne from Gilligan's Island and Corey Feldman and Bob Proctor and Michael Bernard Beckwith and Neil Donald Walsh. So Layla Ali, Muhammad Ali's daughter. So make sure you go check that out.
I was going to ask you, was there one particular person of all your hundreds of interviews that stood out? If you could pick an interview, what would you say real quick, because we're about out of time?
It's going to be Risa's.
Risa's, see? There you go, Risa.
Well, thank you. We'll have to get together and work that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, you know
what's awesome
is Mrs. C from Happy Days was 90 years old when she came alive into my studio in Hollywood and Burbank. So she was amazing.
Well, thank you for coming on, because I know you're very busy. We're out of time, and I really appreciated so much interesting information, and we're going to follow up with Risa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming on your show, and thank
absolutely.
You so much.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
so Risa,
absolutely.
That was one
peace
interesting
and peace
interview.
Out.
It's
world peace through inner peace. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Risa, remember, OTT, text OTT to 59929. And we got the event coming up on the 30th, Reed. Don't forget.
August
gonna be a
30th. That's the one. August 30th.
30-foot gold carpet. And
it'll
a lot
be
of
here
stuff
before
going
you
on.
Know it. Well, we're out of time. Jim, it's been wonderful as always. We will see you next week, Monday morning, 10 a.m. here on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Reith, real quick, text OTT to 59925. I scribbled down the wrong number. 59925. And thank you guys for coming out.
No,
with Reith
five,
and
five,
I, and thank our guests.
No, I thought it was 55678.
No, it's no. Text OTT to 59925.
Okay.
And thanks, guys, for coming
okay,
on. Radio Boomers
week.
Live. And tune in next week, 10 o'clock Monday morning, guys. And hopefully I'll have my voice back. So till then, keep busy, keep active, keep safe, and we'll see you then.